My name is Maiten Sanchez Ruiz. I was born in Callao, Peru. My father is Chilean, my mother is Peruvian, but I've lived in several countries, including the United States for several years, and other countries within Latin America, Central, South, North America, and the Caribbean.
After so many years away from Peru, what was it about your early experiences here that made you want to return and call it home again?
I never stopped feeling a huge sense of responsibility for the people and the areas that were neglected. As a child, I was born and raised in a circus, and I had a wonderful opportunity to travel from town to town, from region to region. And so I saw a lot of inequities and a lot of gaps and economic differences. The needs of people, several people from different colors and races and et cetera, were kind of carved in my sense of responsibility as a child, as a very young child. And so that became such an important part of my purpose. I felt my purpose for being, for existing, was to change things and to bring balance and equity and close gaps, you know. And so everything I've done in the United States and other countries has been always thinking with the focus of coming back and changing things.
Why specifically Peru?
Peru has, I believe in energy, and I believe in the talent and the virtue of the people of Peru and their genuine desire to learn, to have their own tools, to develop their own tools. So Peru is quite important because I've felt that changes that are going to impact the world really are going to come from the south of this continent, because it has all the human resources and the natural resources and every resource you need. People from the third world, in you know, quotes, will show the first world that human quality can change things. It's a force that can change things, and there's tons of human quality here.
Okay, and when you see how in need of more aid the people of Chincha are and how little aid or acknowledgement the government has given, how does it make you feel about your home country?
Very disappointed. It's a huge challenge, but I understand. I understand. I want to help them. I have experience working in the United States organizing, and I understand that many of them have not had the training. They have not had the opportunity to learn how to organize. I don't want to excuse them. They should be doing more. I'm extremely angry that nothing has been done 5 months into the earthquake. But I want to offer my services, offer my experience, and hopefully teach them how to become organized. And also help their self-esteem, you know. I think there's a huge issue of self-esteem.